What I'm going to read and explain to you is a newspaper that we make at Bulksbury School called Across the Playground. What we do to make it is take photos of other clubs and year groups doing their things and then put them either into a paper newspaper or on the website. On the website, it has sections about year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. I think year R as well. And I'm going to read you an extract now. Year 4. In science, this half term, year 4 are focusing on solids, liquids and gases. As a year group, year 4 investigated how solids can change states of matter and become a liquid. The children observed butter, chocolate, buttons and wax melt by being heated by a hot bowl of water and then recorded down the results. Year 4 found that the butter melted the quickest, meaning that it must have the most kinetic energy, whereas the wax melt started to melt into a liquid but then actually re-solidified as the water had cooled down, meaning the kinetic energy had decreased. Therefore, the wax melt became a solid again, and Mrs. Shield could even turn the foil bowl upside down and no liquid dripped out. Year 5. We've had a busy start to the summer term here, and everyone is excited for the term ahead. To kick off our learning in Year 5, we have been investigating different materials and their properties in science. We particularly enjoyed testing to see which materials are waterproof. In music, we have enjoyed exploring, looping and remixing. We created our own loops of music using the iPads, and we learnt how to play Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland on the glockenspiels. We loved exploring this unit of music and expressing our creativity in these lessons. We are most looking forward to cooking in design and technology. We have adapted recipes to make them healthier and tasted two examples of sauces. We cannot wait to have a go at creating our bolognese recipes.
And I will read you an extract about Year 1 and Year 2 now. This term, Year 1 have been learning all about the artist Henry Moore. We went on a virtual reality tour of a gallery to explore some of his sculptures. We had to think very creatively to understand what they were showing, but we realised that they were representing people. We used our own bodies to create sculptures. Can you guess what letters of the alphabet we have made? We also noticed that Henry Moore's sculptures did not always have human features, so we challenged ourselves to create sculptures
Sculptures of people
out of 3D shapes. Year 2. In Year 2 this half term, we have been busy learning all about the British seaside and how this has changed over time. As part of learning, we have had the opportunity to study different artefacts to explore what the seaside was like during the Victorian era. These artefacts included old buckets and spades, traditional beach clothing as well. As Victorian toys and games, we had clothing as well. We had great fun trying these out and thinking about it would be like to visit the seaside during this time period.